The Voice.
The Voice is the Shearswaps Community Radio, broadcasting from atop Mount Tappan. Our programming is the work of dedicated volunteers and is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Help us keep the music playing. For as little as $5 monthly, you can set up a recurring donation. To find out more, go to voiceoftheshearswap.ca. While you're there, stream us live, check out our broadcast schedule, and fill out a membership. Add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny. This week, Live in the Shoe Swap has hosted Revelstoke's Grooveneers, boldly going to the beat of their own drummer. Before the break, they played with Porpoise on Herbie Hancock's Dolphin Dance. Up next, they're waiting for the subway at Strasbourg Saint-Denis. Fair warning, this tune is bookended by the band members' playlists.
What's on your playlist?
What do I listen to right now? A lot of CBC radio.
Okay.
Unfortunately. I listen to a lot of John Scofield and that Modesty Martin Wood stuff. I've been listening to some Jacko lately, you know, and the Snarky Puppy and all those guys, right? Just trying to see some live music and buy their CDs, really.
That seems the way the music scene is going. You don't want to listen to the big stuff on the radio. You want to find stuff that's unique.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Listen to a lot of drum and bass.
I like listening to classical and jazz and classic rock, of course. That's kind of my go-to, but usually what I have on my playlist is what I'm preparing for when we're going to do a gig, and I love it. I love listening to different versions of the same song that we're going to play to get these different ideas. Some are fast, some are slow, some are vocal, some are not. So right now, which is interesting, is that at my work we have another band, so I'm playing in a rock band as well, and so I'm listening to a lot of rock right now,
right?
Which is interesting because, I mean, being a rock fan, but to actually like get into it and learn the songs, it opened up a whole other door for me, and I bring that to the jazz in my own way, and it all helps, you know.
Do you sing in the rock band too?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I try to sing and play bass in it, and sometimes it's interesting. Yeah, but no, that's kind of it for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know, a lot of different stuff. We've got a pretty awesome local radio station in Revelstoke too that plays a lot of just really good tunes, like kind of popular tunes, but not like pop music by any stretch of the word. Like a lot of folk music and indie stuff. And I always like that's just kind of the go-to when I'm driving around town and stuff. I flick on Stoke FM there, and usually pretty good music. When I'm at home working on the computer, doing emails and stuff, I always go back to, I grew up in Toronto and going to Humber and stuff, so I always flick on Jazz FM 91 on the old interweb and listen to whatever's just playing on the radio, and I love that. And I don't know, I listen to a lot of Schofield, Martin Eskingwood stuff too, like Dave was saying, and like draw some influence from that. And a lot of, I love Miles and Herbie. Like, Tony Williams was one of my favorite drummers of all time, and Jack DeJohnette, and I'm really big on Peter Erskine, too, as a drummer.
Right.
That kind of stuff. And then, lastly, like, just the stuff that we're gigging, playing with gigs. Like, these guys all bring so much great music to my life, and songs that I've never, ever heard of before. I'm like, what's that? And then I'm listening to it. You know, Carl, he's usually good with sending out a playlist for all the tunes, and I just... you know, jam out on that for quite some time, and really, really love learning, you know, and finding new music thanks to these guys, for sure.
Nice. Ron, right?
Yes, Ron. Well, I'm kind of like Dave. I spend a lot of time listening to CBC Radio.
Must spend a lot of time in the car.
And I don't always agree with their musical taste, to be truthful. But I guess I spend time a little bit, like, researching. I like to go to festivals, and so... I go and I check out these bands that I really have never heard of, and so that kind of leads you into lots of new stuff. And sometimes I've heard people complaining about with some of the music you hear on the mainstream that, you know, all music's dead. It's not like it was back in the 70s when it was really real music. And, but I'm finding that that's not really true. There's so much good music being created out there, and so many crazy different genres. And
you have to go looking for it now. That's the difference.
Yeah, but it's definitely out there.
That's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed the adventures in tempo of the Grooveneers. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting community radio. I hope you can come back to this time slot next week for more Live in the Shoe Swap.